Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Let's welcome Muruti Sangweni. He's on our radio once again. Muruti, welcome back to Radio Pulpit, and thanks once again for inviting us to attend your merit seminar down out there in Bakersdale. It was an awesome time to finally meet you together with your lovely wife and congregation.
Yes, thank you so much, sir. It's good to be back again on air for us to share and help each other to build a good and healthy and long-lasting marriages.
Yes, and we're looking at the habits, good habits that most of the married couples do that sort of sustain marriages, that help marriages to work. If you can maybe go into the details of that, please.
Yeah, you see, last week we touched upon the fact that they make it a point that they connect every day. Now, this connection is mostly at emotional level, you know, not necessarily intellectually or physically or otherwise, but mostly emotionally. They connect, they find each other, they're in the same space. That is what we test upon. And then the second one was that they try to set aside quality time, you know, to regularly check in with each other. Kind of to touch base with each other, just to find out how are things going in your life at a deep level, not shallow, you know, this talk about the weather, it's cold, it's sunny, what have you, something deep to know where the person is spiritually, emotionally, and otherwise. That is what we touched upon last week. Now, today, let me just try to touch maybe one or two points as well. You see, our lives, and the demoad and the listeners, are very intricate, they are very complex. We are emotional beings, we are spiritual beings. And if we share the same space as a couple, in a big or small way, as partners, sometimes we hurt each other. It's true. You hurt a person that is closest to you, the one that is far away from you. You know, most of the time it would seem everything is okay. But your wife or your husband, your spouse, even your children to a certain extent, you hate each other. Now, this calls for some level of humility and maturity to recognize my role in my partner's pain. And it's important for me to say sorry in a deep and a serious way. The person must sense it that I'm serious. I mean business. I need to aim for an apology that expresses my empathy, that is my deep feeling with her, you know, to say I'm taking responsibility for my wrongdoings and show by action that I'm working to change my behavior. You see, these would sound like small things if you're dealing with a colleague at work. Because you don't have this deep relationship, but for a spouse, it's actually deep. If you hate her, it cuts deep. If you hate him, it cuts even deeper. So it's quite important to say sorry and really mean it. You see?
So these things might look like they are small and meaningless, but when they are done, like from the point of being honest and showing some love, they can work. They can help people, you know, marriages, you know, go the extra mile, if I may put it that way, Muruti. Just mere communication. How are you? And stuff like that.
Yeah, I think God made it purposely that we are social beings, you know. In as much as we are spiritual beings, we operate at a spiritual level. But also, we are also social beings, meaning you need another person to talk to. You know, you need a spouse, you need a friend, you need a co-worker, and so on and so on. So if you say sorry, you know, and you just talk, there is that open line. There is that line that is always open to talk. you know, to get through to the other person, I think one or the other, you're able to find each other. The genuineness, you know, of your being sorry, I think somewhere along the line, the person is going to pick it up. But if you have messed up, you've had the other party, and then you keep quiet, the person doesn't know what you're thinking. He can pick up the vibes, but I think it's important to express it, to say, I am sorry. And if you mean it, that spouse of yours will actually pick it up from the conversation. So, as you are saying in the demo, to a big extent, the whole communication thing, I think it runs across, as it were. It's a golden thread that runs across our relationships. Well, we're not that gifted, like I said in the past. Ladies are very, very good in talking and speaking. But even us as men, to a big extent, God enables us to express ourselves, to talk, to speak out, you know, to speak out our minds, to say, my dear, I'm very, very sorry for whatever wrong I did.
Who find it more difficult to say sorry between the two genders, male or female, or just a matter of personalities?
Generally speaking, Remuabi, it's men are very, very find it hard to say I am sorry. I think it comes from the very nature of a man, that men, you know, the socialization. When you grow up as a young man, as a boy, as a young man, you are told that you are a man, you are a head and what have you. Out there in the street, even inside the family, even in many spheres of life, church, workplace and what have you, a man is said to be a leader. Therefore, there is this pride thing that I can't go down, I can't humiliate myself, as it were, to say I'm sorry. That's point number one. Number two, it has to do with the personality thing. Like the personality and the character thing has been explained at length at some point. I think it's about a person's personality as well. There are people who are very, very hard to say, I am sorry. You know, it's like if you say that you're going to lose something of yourself. Whereas if I've hurt you as a brother to brother, for instance, if I come to say and say, my dear brother Godfrey, I know I've messed up, I'm sorry. Actually, what happens, I become bigger in your eyes. You respect me even more than ever before. But unfortunately, there's something in our hearts and minds that says, if I say I'm sorry to this person, it's like I'm actually humiliating myself, I'm belittling myself. Whereas the results are the very direct opposite. You respect a person that owns up to his actions. You respect a person that would say, you know what, I've messed up. I take a responsibility. I need to fix this. I think it's only natural that you respect that person even more. So to answer you, it has to do with our backgrounds, our upbringing, our environment, our socialization, where we grew up. Then a person finds it very, very difficult to say, I'm sorry, especially us with African men. You know, it would differ from different tribes. You know, as a Tswana speaking person, Sotho speaking, yourself, and so on, Bengali speaking tribes, different tribes, you find it very, very difficult, even at this point in time. People who come from the rural background, it rings in their mind that I'm a man. You know, I can't go that down. And in the process, they're messing up. They're actually killing their marriages, as it were.
Others are not saying it, not because they can't or they don't want to, but they feel it. They find it difficult to express themselves. And some decide to sort of, you know, show some gestures of saying, hey, I was sorry for doing that. But how do you then, maybe, I don't know, maybe it's because of your background, you can't pronounce the word sorry. I don't know how difficult it is for people to say the word. And they have a way of showing some gestures. How do you then make, you know, sure that your partner that you have offended can read between the lines to say, hey, ndoda, hey, ora ora, ya apologize? Is it something that we should encourage doing, even if you can't speak, maybe show some gestures, or you should verbalize it, Maruti, in your opinion?
It's not an easy one. There's no easy answer to this. When you look at other races, you find that the white people don't buy flowers, they would buy whatever, let's say sweet chocolate, things like those. And then you read between the lines to say, this man is actually saying sorry. It's good to a certain extent. If your spouse, your partner, understands that language, then good. But personally, words carry so much weight, you know. I think this is where yourself as a man, myself as a man, as a grown-up, I raise boys. When I raise them, if my boy, my little boy, hurts the sister or any other person, I must train them to say, go and say sorry to your sister. Go and say sorry to your cousin. Go and say sorry to your mother, and so on and so on. Now, if we bring them up like that, this thing of saying, I'm a man, I can't say I'm sorry, and so on and so on. That is what I'm saying. It's all about how we're brought up. It's about the upbringing. Because if you train them young to say it, it won't be difficult. Because to buy a block of chocolate and a bouquet of flowers, and really, especially for African women, maybe because of where we live, the socialization, where we work, and so on, after a while they get to say, okay, if she brings a bouquet of flowers, the person is saying sorry. But if you didn't grow in that environment, that is why you find a man bringing flowers, and this lady would just chuck them away, throw them in the pit, or actually hit the man in the face with the bouquet. So to answer you, these things are very, it all has to do with our nature, our fallen nature, to say, you know deep down in your heart if you have wronged a person. Your spirit, your conscience tells you, the best thing, this sorry word is not even a very long word. You may not directly say it, but if you come and in some ways to prove that, you know what, I'm very, very sorry, I humble myself, I think it saves us from a lot of pain and a lot of trouble. So to answer you, let's train our young ones, because a 40-year-old man, 45, 50, and so on, you know, there's a lot. From his early teens into his 20s, 30s, and so on, those 15, 20, 30 years, it's too long. This thing is ingrained. It's second nature to say, I'm not going to say I'm sorry. And you love this lady, and the lady is aware that you love her, but you can't say sorry if you have hurt her. So let's start from the very beginning, train our youngsters to do the right things. They'll grow with it.
It's a matter of old habits dying, you know. I mean, what's the term again? That not easy to die, if I may use that word there. And again, it boils down to the point of how deep is your pocket. Others don't just buy flowers, Muruti. They buy cars, expensive cars, just to say sorry. Then you can see really how difficult it is for these people to just utter the word. They'd rather spend a lot of money instead of saying, hi, I'm sorry for doing that. So now the importance of sorry, saying sorry and meaning it. Can the spouses feel, can they discern, can they realize that this person means it or they don't mean it? Can they be able to pick that up?
They can. You know, if you've got an open relationship, you know your partner, you know your spouse, you know if a person is genuine, serious or not. I think because we are spiritual beings and also social beings, as it were, it's very, very easy to pick it up if a person is faking something, especially a person that you have lived with for many, many years. You see, you tell your wife, you propose to your wife that I want to marry you, I love you, and so on. You tie them out, you get married, you live with this person. I'm telling you, sir, the person can read through you, as it were. That is why if you go out of your way, you do funny things, the person doesn't need anyone to tell, to say, there's something wrong here. The lady or the man picks it up immediately. So if you come to the person to say, I am truly sorry, the person is going to pick it up. And if you fake it, he's going to pick it up as well. You know, there is this thing that is embedded in us. It's ingrained. It's inbuilt. If a person is standing in front of you and speaking, if the person is genuine, you pick it up. If a person is fake, you pick it up. You don't live with the person. You don't spend time with the person. But the mere fact that it's spirit to spirit speaking, it's not just this physical person standing in front of me, it's very, very easy to pick if a person is genuine. Now, going back, without wasting our time, going back to the issue of buying cars and those big items, just tell me, how many people, you know, in our society who can afford that? You find that in a thousand or in a million, it's just a couple of people. So I don't think that is the right way of doing things, because it's been building a culture of materialism to say, if you have messed up, then you must have very, very deep pockets. Now, a person who cannot afford it, does the person then have to go and rob a bank to say sorry? You see? So you look at this thing, you realize we develop very, very bad, habits and ways of living. Instead of just humbling yourself and go to the Lord to ask for grace, you say, my dear, I am sorry. You see?
Thanks, Muruti, for clarifying that one. We can go to the next point.
Now, let me touch this one. I think this will be the last one for the day. You know, it's an issue of not holding on to grudges. It's kind of related to the previous ones, because we'll make mistakes in our marriages. There'll be fights, small and big. But couples who go to the distance, you know, of holding a grudges and resentment, you know, it's not good for the marriage. I think it stems from this thing of not being genuine to say, I am sorry. I think if there are issues, we need to sit down, discuss them, work through them, and then move forward. And then allow the love to conquer. Because in as much as people hate each other, it doesn't mean that they don't love each other anymore. Now, if your child messes up, you as a parent, you're going to correct. And even from our culture, you stand the child and so on and so on. But it doesn't mean that you don't love the child anymore. Same thing applies with adults. If you have wronged each other, you need to allow this. That is why we need to cool off. In the heat of the moment, people can say whatever. But after a while, you come to your senses to say, I love this person and I've had the person. You sit down so that you don't develop grudges. Grudges are real. They are real. And once there is a grudge, it's not nice in the space, it's not nice in the house anymore. So we need to understand that mistakes are lessons that we need to learn from. And they're not the reason to shame or to punish each other, as it were. When these mistakes occur, they are, of course, certain. We need to be certain that in spite of the mistake, but this person still loves me. So I think we just need to practice it. That is why the Bible says, if you are cross, I think it's Ephesians chapter 4, we must not allow the sun to go down while we are still cross. We need to sort out our issues. I think the Spirit of the Lord knew it way ahead that we are going to hate each other. If I'm angry with you, I must make it a point that if the Bible says, the sun must not go down. It's simply saying it must not take too long, you know. It's a given, we're going to hate each other, but we need to come back and sit down and sort out our thing. Because once there is a grudge, there is a war that stands between the two of you. How are you going to pray for your wife? How is your wife going to pray for you, support you spiritually and otherwise, if there is a grudge? Things are not working. And the Bible somewhere in Peter says, if your wife is not happy about you, your prayer is not even going to be heard by the Lord. So this is deep stuff, really, really deep stuff. Sometimes I ask myself, my prayers sometimes are not being answered. Our prayers are not being answered, but when you look closely, you realize I need to fix that. The moment you fix those things, is like heaven doors or windows are opening up and things start to flow again. So in short, let us practice this issue of trying to sort things as soon as we can. If we leave them to pile up, we're just building walls, you know, between ourselves. We're sharing the same space and expect the Lord to work on our behalf.
Mfundisi Sangweni, once again, thank you once again for your time.
Dadi Madi, thank you so much. And the listeners, I just hope these things are helping us out so that the Lord helps us to build good and strong marriages by His grace.
Please give them your contact details, more especially those who want to engage with you on this and many other matters.
Yeah, for calls, it's 082-619-5193 and also WhatsApp, 082-619-5193. And then on Facebook, you can get me at Manfred Sangwene, which is my name. May the Lord bless you.
Thank you very much, Mfundis.
Thank you, sir. Bless you.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.